Bradley Clark, who was unable to participate due to
those working behind the scenes today. Thank you all. Your numerous gifts are greatly appreciated. A few church logistics, especially for those visiting today. Please take a moment now to put any electronic devices into silent mode. Your order of service, contains information about today's program, upcoming events, and special announcements regarding new family-friendly innovations. It also includes a typographical error. Please note our featured pianist and vocalist is David Best, not David West. Families are welcome to stay together for the entire service. And for the young and young at heart who want to go to the music, there is a phone dance zone beside the stage, not on the stage. And people, too many instruments, okay? Beside the stage, not on the stage. And we also have provided some outdoor adventures up to the yurt, as well as some art activities inside. Our Refugee Steering Committee is pleased to announce that the Abu Kayas family of four arrived safely on September 27th and are settling into their lodgings. We have a wonderful opportunity to extend a warm, intergenerational, Unitarian, Universalist welcome at the Thanksgiving potluck tomorrow from 12 to 2 in the Lion Hall. Thanksgiving potluck tomorrow from 12 to 2 in the Lion Hall. Please bring a vegetarian food item to add to this traditional feast. Dates, nuts, and halal dishes all gratefully accepted. If you are able to assist with setup and cleanup, it would also be greatly appreciated. Please contact Pat Kinry or Mariko Matsumoto. Please, Pat and Mariko, raise your hands. So please contact them if you're able to help. At First Unitarian, we extend a special welcome to visitors and those who have returned after an absence. We are a welcoming congregation, accepting people for who they are, who they love, and all of what it took for each of us to be here now. If you'd like to introduce yourself, raise your hand, and Bruce will bring you the microphone. If today is not that day, that's okay too. You'll know when the time is right, and when it is, we'll still be here.
Hi, Bruce. I'm Bruce Heider. I have meningitis. I apologize for that. I'm a Unitarian Universalist from Thunder Bay. I'm a Bush pilot, a Wilderness Tribe, a former member of Parliament for Thunder Bay. And I'm here working on proportional representation for several weeks, probably the most important vote in the history of BC. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Brenda, I'm from Mexico. I just so excited that we're here. My friends invite me to meet this place. I come to Canada because I am in Eco Village. It's an amazing place in Shenandoah Lake. I feel so excited. Thank you.
Welcome.
Hello, I'd like to introduce you to my father, Leonard Bazaar. He's first time in a Unitarian Universalist church. He and my mother moved to town a few weeks ago, and my mother's requiring a lot of care these days, so this is a rare and special moment that we get to get out and just find a little rest in community. And so yeah, thanks for welcoming him.
For those of you who are,
hello, my name is Renate, and I wanted to briefly introduce also Richard, who has come for the second time now, and he lives in Fairfield, and I live in North Saanich. If anybody here lives in Fairfield and would consider giving him rides in the future, please approach us during the coffee hour, and I also brought my friend John for the first time. Thank you.
Wonderful. Welcome all.
Hi, I'm Laura Fortune. After a while, but I wanted to introduce my mother, sitting right here. And my mom, Gladys Fortune.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, my mother, Gladys Fortune.
Wow.
Was very active in the Edmonton Church long ago, and she also was very active in this church long ago. But she really wanted to come to the Seventh State. So,
happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, my name is Shannon Davis, and this is my second visit. I've been working most weekends, and now I'm able to come back. I moved here from Port Townsend, Washington, and I'm a member of the Princeton Unitarian Universalist Fellowship there.
Hi, my name is Ekta. And I keep being fun, it's like toothache, so ache stuff. I'm going to be working for the youth program with the elementary kids. So just to introduce myself, hello, and very nice to meet all of you. Thank you.
For those of you that are new, if you'd like to check out our visitors table after the service, Carla, wherever she is, Carla will be there to answer any questions you may have. So before we proceed to worship, it's harvest season, yes? So we traditionally have an announcement from our annual budget campaign team.
Sean and I are starting up a tribute band. Not likely. But what it does mean here is it's time for our annual budget campaign. And that's our fall campaign where we look at raising our budget for the year 2019. And that budget goes towards supporting all our staff, our buildings, and our programs. We fund 100% of what we do. So, my important messages today are pledge forms are available pick up after church today. And I know there's a table in the hall, but I bet if you talk to Barbara Boyle or Jen Young, they can point you in that direction as well. You guys want to wave so they know where you are?
Table now in Lion Hall.
Thank you, Barbara. The table moved to Lion Hall.
Yay!
Our fundraising campaign culminates next week with a community lunch. It's free. If you are attending the community lunch next week and you've RSVP'd, please bring your pledge form with you and you can complete it at the lunch. If you're not attending the community lunch and would like to hand in your pledge, again, find Barbara and find Jen and they'll happily take it off your hands. Thank you.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. It's delightful and wonderful to see all of you here this morning and to be together on this holiday weekend. It's great to see you. too. I'm hearing some thanks from over there. And I'm going to invite Leslie Duffy to come forward to kindle the flame. Leslie is our honored volunteer this month. And as she kindles the flame, I'm thinking with gratitude for all of you who do so much to keep this place running. Without you, the flame would be so much weaker. The light that we can share with our community, our greater community, would be so much smaller. And so for Leslie and for all of you who give so much to make this place what it is, we all give our thanks this morning. Well, this is a special service this morning. This is a window into what we do on Jazz Vespers. If you haven't regularly come in the evening, this is your chance for the Jazz Matins. This is Jazz in the Morning. And so I'm excited. I'm like, this is how I get about jazz. But this morning we're doing some special things. So if kids can leave during this first tune, David's going to tell a little story about the Pine Top Boogie, which is the first song, and the kids can leave during that song, those of you who decide to leave to go do art or to go wander up to the yurt. But you're also welcome to stay for the entire service. And then we'll pick it up after the Pine Top Boogie. I'm going to do a little singing for you for the second song. So welcome, and let us worship together this morning.
Well, I would just like to say that this song has quite a story. Has a kind of a spiritual arc to it. If you're wondering why I'm playing a boogie woogie in a church on Thanksgiving, it's because I'm so grateful to this man. His name was Clarence Smith. His mother called him Pine Top because he was always at the top of the tallest tree whenever she would call him in for supper. And he became a musician at a young age. He went up to Chicago, roomed with some other musicians there, got a little bit of a local reputation, and then got an invitation to make a record. And in December of 1928, he went into the studio and recorded Pine Top's Boogie Woogie, the first song that ever had Boogie Woogie mentioned in the title. And of course, it sold a million copies in about 15 minutes. It was an overnight sensation that started a craze with everybody playing Boogie Woogie, and they're still playing it all over the world. And so since, you know, he had made such an amazing recording, they wanted to get him right back in the studio and do another one. What else are you going to come up with? You know, you're making us a lot of money. But before he could make another recording, he died. He was killed. He was a victim of gun violence. He was shot dead while playing the piano, and in a dead like this. I hope no one brought a gun. And he died playing the piano. And so we never got to find out what else he might have contributed. But every piano player on the earth who plays this kind of music knows a great deal and can feel some gratefulness and gratitude to Clarence Pine Top Smith. There's no photograph of him that exists, very little known about it except what I've told you. It's like he came into the world just to do this song. Thank you.
the service, we realized that there were at least three different ways that we feel grateful. And so this first set of songs, that, including that Pine Top Boogie Woogie, are songs that are about the thanks we feel for life itself. Songs that acknowledge that being alive can in and of itself be a gift. It may not always feel that way, but there are times, and this holiday is one that tries to lift that back into our consciousness, when just being here, just being alive here and now is gift enough. And so the second song that we're going to do, and that I'm going to sing at least the verse for you, because they were going to do this instrumental, and I thought, we can't do this just instrumental. We got to bring some of Hezekiah Walker's words into the house this morning. It's a gospel song, really. Bishop Hezekiah Walker, he serves a congregation in New York City called the Love Tabernacle Fellowship, which already, all right! And Bishop Walker, we sang one of his songs. We did a song of his about 6 months ago called I Need You to Survive. And if you go on YouTube, you can just be transformed. So I know I'm in a Unitarian Universalist context, and I know you're going to hear some of these lyrics, and you're going to go, I don't theologically agree with that. And I would invite you for a moment, as gospel music often invites me, to just get into the emotion of the music. Because I find that the longer I listen to gospel music, the less I care about whether I theologically agree with what is being sung. And the more I feel my body vibrating with the emotional universal truths that are in the song. So this is a song called Grateful that was performed originally for me by the congregation I used to serve. The choir in D.C. used to sing this song regularly. And I looked it up this week to see how many times do they say the word grateful, because it's sung by an entire choir. And they, when they get going with this song, I want you to know they say the word grateful 87 times. 87 times. And if you can't feel grateful by the time they get to 87, it ain't going to happen for you that day. And when they sing this song, as is often true with lots of great gospel songs, it key changes in the middle, right? So you got to go up a level, because it's like with the emotion of the song, they get you to kind of a fever pitch, and then they change keys and they keep going. Just when you think they can't sing the word grateful any more times, they do it again. So the group's going to, we're going to start with, I think Ryan's going to play a little bass for us first, and then I'm just going to sing the verse, and then I'm going to let them do the chorus and the key change of the feeling of gratefulness. And I just want to invite you into the emotion of grateful, because when I come to gospel music, I find, I turn to it when I need a lift. Sometimes I turn to it, I listen to almost exclusively gospel music when I'm on an airplane recently. And when I'm on an airplane, I need to be reminded of something grateful. So I just want to invite you into the emotion of this song. So this is Grateful by Hezekiah Walker. Together this morning, we pause for a moment of silence or two to think of what it is that is on our hearts this morning. What we are worried about and want to send our love and care to. Those places in our being that we are grateful for. Prayers for being less stingy with our love. So let us take a few moments of silence together.
breath and for life. For all of those ties which hold us. For all that we feel grateful for this day. We give our thanks and lift our hearts in prayer. Blessed be you. The next set of songs are songs about gratitude that springs from having come through a difficult or challenging time. Because sometimes it's only when we have come out the other side of a storm that we see clearly what we can be appreciative of. So these next three songs are what I'm going to affectionately call the storm songs. Two of them are original tunes that David wrote, so he's going to tell you about them and about the inspiration for them way down here and worried about the world. And then the final tune in the storm set is a gospel, another gospel tune called The Storm is Passing Over, which was written by Charles Tinley in 1905. And Charles Tinley was born to a father who was enslaved, a mother who was free. And he wrote this song, The Storm is Passing Over, and then Donald Vales took the song, took the hymn that Charles Tinley had written back in 1905 and turned it into really a gospel hymn, a gospel choir song, which has been so outperformed and become such a powerful piece about overcoming and coming through that I'm sure you will probably want to sing along with the choir. So this is Way Down Here and Worried About the World. And the storm is passing over.
I'd like to invite the members of the Chalice Choir to come on up while I tell you a little bit about Way Down Here. Come on up and take a seat on the stage. We're so grateful to have singers from the choir that were willing to take a chance and do this crazy improvised music with a man famous for throwing knuckleballs. When I was a teenager, this would have been at least 20 years ago, I was with a little group that wanted to make a record, and we found out that in order to make a record, you had to have some original songs, and we only had one. So we needed a song. And remember, the group knew a fellow down the street that was supposed to be a songwriter. It turned out he was had been in his own lifetime a very famous songwriter. I don't know if anybody here would have ever heard his name, but in his lifetime he was quite famous because his name was Alton Dilmore. He was a member of a hillbilly group called the Dilmore Brothers. And he wrote some songs that had been covered all over the whole world by all kinds of musicians. He wrote a song called Blues Stay Away From Me. He wrote a song called I'm Gonna Lay Down My Old Guitar. He wrote the Brown's Fairy Blues. He wrote Beautiful, Beautiful Brown Eyes, I'll Never Love Blue Eyes Again. He wrote that song. My mother used to sing that to me. Looking at my blue eyes. So we went down to this famous man. We didn't know who he was. We went down to his house and knocked on the door and asked him to give us a song. Young kids, he'd certainly never heard of, give you a song. If you ever want to make a record, we need a song. And you know, he said yes. He said, come back in a couple of days, I'll have you a song. And we recorded it, and later we learned that it was the last song he ever wrote because he died shortly thereafter. I talked to his daughter who confirmed this. And the song he had written was about his daughter, his worries over her health. There isn't some world somewhere where she wouldn't be afflicted as she is. And he had a line in it that went, I can't get satisfied way down here. And I was sitting at the piano one day and I thought of that line. I couldn't remember anything else about the song but that line. And it came to me that I owed Mr. Delmore a song because he'd given me one. So this is for him. The other night. like I was living in a world of life. Nobody had any need. Nobody felt any fear. And I came in satisfied. Way down here. Way down here. Oh. What a beautiful dream, way down here, way down here, oh, way down here. Would you shine your light, way down here? The song you're talking in the Grand Cafe. Somebody shook their head and walked away. And you left the change, and you kept the tears, and you'll never get satisfied. Way down here, way down here, oh, way down here. It's a struggle sometimes. Way down here, way down here. This next song, Worried About the World, was recorded last year by what I think is the best band in the world, the Downtown Blues Band. And if you write songs and to have somebody like them do your song, that's something to be grateful for. I tell you right now. But the song came about from me walking on the street in Portland, Oregon, and I walked by a homeless guy who was sitting on the curb, and he mumbled something. He mumbled it. Everybody worried about the world. Nobody worried about me. What about me? And sometimes we can get so upset with what's going on in the world that we can forget the actual smaller human needs that are right around us. And it's, with that being the theme of it, this should be a very sad song. So I invite everybody to just sink into total gloom and misery. This is the blues. And as we try not to cry all our way through, worried about the world. Everybody worried about the world. Nobody worried about me. That's right. Everybody worried about the world. Nobody worried. Make me wonder why you can't drop a little thrill on me.
Everybody worried about the world. Nobody worried about me. Right here we got innocent people rotting at the bottom of the jail.
Everybody worried about the world. Nobody worried about me.
Everybody worried about the world. Nobody worried about me.
Everybody worried about the world. Nobody worried about me.
Everybody worried about the world. Nobody worried about me.
University Choir, conducted with James Abington, down in Louisiana, because they kind of got an experience of where this kind of thing comes from. And by the way, of course, this is not the only song by Charles Stanley that got adapted in the modern world. He wrote a song called "I Will Overcome." Pete Seeger changed the pronoun or two, and they sang it on the bridge at Selma, where my mother was born. He wrote a song called "When the Storms of Life Are Raging, Stand By Me." That got readapted from B.B. King. And then he wrote "We'll Understand It Better By and By," because we sure don't understand it right now. Anyway, we're going to noodle around a little bit and try to create the impression that we're trying to remember where we left our car keys and what we're doing. And then eventually we'll invite the choir to come in and join us. This is called jazz.
Services. to a variety of individuals. The services and individuals that we support are as diverse as the people in this room. We're here for the next 4 Sundays. Two of them you will see captioning. The last two you will have ASL interpreting, where we are able to invite members of the deaf community to come and celebrate with you. We look forward to getting to know you, having you get to know us, and sharing more with you about who we are and what we do. And again, on the day of thanks, thank you so much for your support and sharing all that you have with us and with those that we serve. Thank you. Your generous offerings are received as they are given, in love, compassion, and thanksgiving. After the collection basket has passed your row, you are welcome to light a candle in acknowledgement of all that may be moving in your heart, mind, and spirit at this time. An offering is not required to participate, and it is our custom to use this quiet time for reflection.
And after that second service, I was greeting many, many people, and I noted someone that I had known for many, many years, sort of hovering in the background, waiting to talk to me, his wife somewhat nearby, their son, who remarkably was 7 years old, who was just a baby when I left, was also hovering there, wearing his glasses, looking adorable. Finally, John made his way up to me through the line of people who were greeting to me, and John, you should know, was a member of the first congregation I ever served as a green 28-year-old fresh out of divinity school in Madison, Wisconsin. And then he was part of my congregation in Washington, D.C. He wrote me a letter of reference, which is part of why I'm here. And he came up to me and he said, Shauna, our son needs a kidney transplant. We're really, really scared, he said. It puts everything into perspective, he said. We're not sure what we're going to do, but my wife and I are both getting tested to see if we can be donors for him next week, and I hope you'll be thinking of us. And I said, as one can only say in such moments, John, I hope you'll keep me posted. I know I live thousands of miles away now, and I'm no longer your minister. But that doesn't stop my love for you or my care for your family. I'll be praying for you. And right there in that moment, I thought, how did I get to do this? Who am I that I have gotten to be such a part of so many people's lives over my 18 now years in ministry? What a gift. Be invited in. What gratitude I feel for having shared so much with so many over the years. And so my little interaction with John, where I spoke with him briefly about how I knew what it was like to have a kid in jeopardy from our own experience, was just small. Didn't change anything. I've been thinking about him a lot since I left and came home. But it was a huge moment for me of gratitude. Gratitude for being alive. Gratitude for having come through the storms of my life, and gratitude for moments and people like John and his family that have been gifts and continue to be gifts to me in my life. And so now, before we close with our final set of music, I give you a moment to think about those gifts that you have received. Perhaps what you lit candles for. Perhaps what you carry around with you. Perhaps the people you carry with you. That you experience deep gratitude for this morning. All of those connections that hold us, for all of the ways in which we feel grateful, and for our ability to remember that more often than not, we give thanks this morning. Well, this last set of music is the songs that we decided are the songs that represent what we feel grateful for in terms of things that we just experience as gifts. The beauty of the natural world, the kindness of a friend, the taste of good food. Sometimes it is the simple things that make us feel grateful. And these songs express that kind of things. For those things that are and that make us glad that we are here to experience them. Beginning with David's song, You Came Through. Then don't ever let nobody drag your spirit down, which is an Eric Bibb song. And then the traditional spiritual, I'm on my way. You came through, don't ever let nobody drag your spirit down, and I'm on my way.
Don't you ever let nobody drag your spirit down.
thank our musicians. Can we thank Gary Thiel on the guitar? Gary Thiel on the pianist, storyteller, and singer, Mr. David Beck. Like me, you sometimes forget, but would be better off if you remembered more often. Let us be.